Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy, Drummer Boy, a.k.a. D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beats. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, J, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with REI Radio Network, baby. You know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, baby. So you know we don't do nothing small. And today, my people, today I got a treat for you, boo. We have the one, the only, Mr. Romeo Cash in the building. What's good with you, Poppy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm good, better. I got you in the building.
How you doing?
I'm better now that I got you, boo. Now, I'm going to get right into it with you, baby, because it seems to me like you be fast-pacing and cash-making, huh? So I want you to go ahead and talk to my people about that joint. Upgraded.
Hey, you know, it's my new joint called Upgrading. You know, I've been upgrading my whole life. Got a new studio, got new shows, got a new, you know, label deal. Everything is good, you know. Got new shows. So I've been upgrading. That's what the song is all about. Got new jewelry. I've been upgrading on these broke niggas.
I hear that, boy. If don't nobody tell them, you need to. You feel me? Now, I saw that you actually have, like, over 790 monthly visitors on your Spotify. Like, kudos and hats off to you for that, boo.
Thank you. You know, I've been working my ass off, and thank you to Radio Pushers also. They've been doing a nice job with networking. So, yeah, man, people been loving the song. They've been jumping off the walls with it. And that's actually the last single I dropped. That was for Different Strokes. With the rest of the crew at Team Kushaholic. But
yo, I've been digging y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because I was looking on your drone, and it seemed like you got, you know, a couple of the same cats, so that must be your squad, you know what I'm saying? And I found out, you know, because I do a little homework. I ain't no stalker, baby, but I checked up on mine. You dig? So I found out, you know, about Kushaholics, and I was trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, that's your group? That's who you rock with?
Yeah, that's, you know, Team Kushaholic, that's the family, you know. We do everything together. Actually, the EP that has these two songs on it is actually called Team Kushaholic. It's pretty much introducing Team Kushaholic to the world. You know, it's a group of different artists. We're separate artists, but we do everything as a group, as a family. You know, so soon enough, in a couple of months, we're going to be dropping solo projects, but for now, we're promoting the group shit.
Honey, I was checking y'all out, you know what I'm saying? I was getting out grind. I'm feeling that one, Different Strokes, you feel me? And I was definitely feeling the Upgraded. Y'all definitely got some good stuff going on, so I want to give hats off, shout out, and make sure we give a salute to all of you. You feel me?
Hey, I dig that. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
No doubt. Now, I want to ask you first off, how did your show go on February 2nd? You know what I'm saying? You know, the Apollo edition. I want to know how that went for you guys.
That was great. We actually killed it. Everybody that was there was lit. Shit, we had people that didn't even know us jumping along with us, man. We had people singing our songs by the end of the night.
Yo, that's what it's all about. As long as you can get some joints to stick in their head, baby, you getting your thing done. You know what I'm saying? And you also had one, I think it was March 2nd at the Attic, you know what I'm saying? South by Southwest, shout out to South by, everybody that was at South by Southwest, you feel me? Like, was that joint lit for y'all too?
We actually did not get to go to that one because of the difficulty. Yeah, we were on our way there, and our car just broke down on us. We had to double back. But we actually got in good with the promoter. He's seen us perform before, so we're going to do the next show with him also. We already got it booked, so everything is good. You know, so
okay, okay, KK. Because your girl was supposed to be at that one too, but I got sick, honey. Feel you on that.
Yeah, had to cancel, but it was last minute. It's not like we canceled on purpose. We just couldn't make it.
Right. Now, Kush, you know what I'm saying?
I talked to some artists and it was lit.
Yeah, I heard it was lit. You know what I'm saying? Miss Patience J was down there. You feel me? And she had it. She was going ahead and promote all the time down there. So I know for sure it was lit. But I want to talk to you a real sec. You know what I'm saying, Romeo? Because like I said, I ain't no fucker, but I be all up on your joint. But I saw like what in the hell happened to your goddamn arm and these three goddamn pit bulls? Talk to me about that, because I was looking at it like, what in the world? See, this is why I don't play with people's animals. Like, tell me what the hell was up with that one.
Well, I actually owned a pit bull, and she had just had puppies. So when I got home, I let my puppies out. And I guess the neighbors next door, they own the three pit bulls that attacked me. But they left their nephew alone and the dogs out of the cages. His mom called him and asked him to wait outside for him, for her. So he walked outside and one of the dogs pushed through the door while I had the puppies out. So I tried to tell him to put that dog inside. And when he grabbed that dog, the other two pushed through and they got out. So they ended up attacking one of my puppies. So I was able to control two of them, but I didn't see the third one. So my wife took the puppy from the dog. I had already controlled them. So the third dog tried to bite my wife, and my wife is pregnant. So I ran up to them and kicked them. Once I kicked them, the dogs that I was holding, I let go of them, so they came and bit me from behind. I didn't notice them. So one of them grabbed a hold of my arm and didn't let go. And then one of them tried to bite me, but I kicked it. He ended up just scratching, but using his tooth to open up my foot. And that was the scar on my foot. And then the things on my face was the third pit bull. It tried to jump to, I guess, bite my neck, but I caught it in time and punched it. And I was able to hard enough for it to run away. And it ran away. And once I got those two off me, the third one, I had to pry his mouth open up until And then it tried to bite me again, so I had to choke it out up until it would just not breathe anymore. So then once I let it go, it caught me conscious and it ran away from me. So I guess I won that
fight. Yeah, you did. Hercules, you was all up in that joint doing your thing. Now, see, I got a pit bull, you know what I'm saying? She's real sweet, you know what I'm saying? But they can be some beasts, just like any other, you know what I'm saying, animal out here, you know what I mean? But I'm glad you're all right.
Yeah, I'm good now. They chewed up my nerves a little bit, but I'm fine now. I'm right back to normal.
Well, I'm glad about that. For all my people out there listening, I'm going to need y'all to check my boy Romeo Kush out at that Instagram.com/Romeo.Kush and slide on over to that Twitter.com/Romeo_Kush. Make sure you are checking out my boy on that SoundCloud, because you know your girl did her homework. With that different stroke, which is spinning on 106.1 The Beat San Diego from 9 to 11. Make sure you don't miss that, you feel me? And make sure you follow up on everything my boy has going on. Now, I know you have a show coming up May 27th, you know what I'm saying, and May 10th, you know what I mean? So are you guys ready for that?
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely ready. We're ready for everything. Every show that's coming up, we're ready.
Yeah, we gonna rock
it.
I know that's right. Every time we're people come and try to get everything. Features, shit, autographs, all that, pictures.
Look, ladies, keep your hands. I feel you. All my ladies, keep your hands out, Mr. Romeo's curls. You feel me? His lady might not like that very much. And I don't know. Them hormones be having a motherfucker like, wow. You feel me? I also saw that you got an EP coming out.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I saw you have an EP coming out, like called Just the Beginning. Like, what can we expect from that?
Well, we actually, the EP that's coming out right now is another team EP. And we have a couple new songs that we want to introduce to the world. And also, since Taz Hendricks and I are both Hispanic, we have Spanish tracks on the EP coming out, too. So we're trying to rock out the summer to some Spanish tracks, you know, some dance hall and Spanish.
I know that's right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the whole team re-coming again together, and we're doing it even better than the last EP. The last EP got us a distribution deal with Empire. You know, within 2 weeks of dropping, we already had them on our phone. So, you know, it's lit. The second EP should be even better. It's going to take it worldwide.
I know that's right. You better. You will. I'm loving what you guys got going on. I love the unity that you guys have. A lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, start making that money, start making moves, and that's when the problems begin. So I want to give you all a shout out and a salute for that, you know what I'm saying, because it's not easy sometimes, you know, especially with different personalities, you know, and everybody has their own creative ideas. So shout out to y'all for, like, coming together, making it rock, and making history. You feel me?
It's all family. It's all family and love.
Family and love. That's why we together, you know what I'm saying? These are my brothers, you know what I'm saying? We ain't stingy like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? I got a mozzie, everybody got a mozzie, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we
rock. Straight like that. For all my people out there, I need y'all to check my boys out on SoundCloud. You feel me? They doing it big with that grind, with that different strokes and that upgrading. But y'all need to check out my boy Romeo Kush at that twitter.com/Romeo_KUSH. Then you need to go on over to that Instagram.com/Romeo.KUSH. Check my boy out. Now, y'all know your girl, Lizay, is a small fish in a big pond. And after this, is back to your regularly scheduled program. So I only have a small bit of time to go ahead and promote the best. And you know your girl don't vouch or gag for nothing that she don't like. So y'all make sure y'all checking all my boys out. Push a horse in the building with Mr. Romeo Kush, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for coming on and blessing me, you know what I'm saying? They don't give me much time, but hopefully the sponsors will allow me to do some more. You feel me? So next time, it's closer to you guys' this show, I want you to come on so we can promote that some more. Get some more booties in them seats and some more boots bouncing around to your joints. You feel me?
Hey, that's a bet. We doing that. Hey, anytime.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you for having us. Hey, man.
Yes,
sure
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes. Appreciate it. I want to say thank everybody for listening. Yes, go ahead and give a shout out. I'm rushing. Go ahead and give a shout out real quick, because I know without no team, there is no dream, and vice versa.
And shout out my team. Hey, shout out my producer. He makes every single beat, mixes everything. Everything is in the house. Without him, we ain't doing shit.
Man, shout out to my mom.
Alex the Great. Hey, shout out to my
yo,
family,
for
man.
Real.
Hey, shout out everybody out there in San Francisco.
Yo, for real. Shout out to the fans. Shout out to that brand, you know what I'm
saying? Hey, shout out to
all that fun there.
Hey, hit me up on the brand, man. I'm friends.
For real. I mean,
but I'm married. So, like, on nothing like that. Like, hit me up about music.
y'all can fuck with me. But I'm not playing me.
Right.
Music. We got plenty of hope.
But it's nothing but love to all fans, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that show love, get love out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I want to thank everybody for listening to your girl, Zay, baby. Interviewing Romeo Kush and the Kushaholics in the goddamn building. You feel me? Make sure y'all checking them out. Make sure, if you don't remember where to find my boy Romeo, go ahead. Rewind and leave it on your mind one time. You feel me? I want to thank everybody and thank all the sponsors that are allowing us to do what we do, baby. Thank you, Romeo and Kushaholics, for coming on and blessing your girl. We're going to catch all you guys on the flip side one time, and we out.
So, all right.
Thank you.